السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this message is for me, is not for you. Today, I was watching people standing in the line in the sun, either in the bathroom, going to the haram, or later on in the front of a store, going up an escalator, going down escalator. Did you ever stand in a line and be anxious and the line is not moving and you cannot wait to finish? This thought came to me, believe it or not, in Taraweeh and Salat al-Isha. Something I forget, and wallahu alam, if you remember, I look to the haram, how crowded it is, maybe a million, give and take. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call everyone from mankind from the time of creation until yawm al-qiyamah to judge everyone separately. And me and you will be waiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Yawm al-Qiyamah is equal 50,000 years in our reckoning. One day equal 50,000 years, not day, of our reckoning. Meaning, according to how we are, and what is our number in the list, will be in a waiting stage. Study the hadith about waiting stage. Number one, you're waiting and you're not sure. Allah will meet you angry at you or be pleased with you. You're waiting and you're anxious. Is the angel will give you your book with right hand or left hand? Are you going to Jannah or Hellfire? And in the meantime, just a few minutes before, Allah will call Jahannam and the angel will coming, pulling Jahannam with a chain, and everybody will see and hear the fire. And wonder what happened, people will be screaming. Did you ever think about this moment? When we go to a supermarket or an airport or any place, or even in here in Haram, every time we have a crowd, we become anxious to finish what we have to do, to go where we're going. Is not a part of our Iman to think about this day equal 50,000 years of our reckoning, waiting? In the meantime, we have a beautiful advertising and a glad tithing for certain people. Al-Muhsineen. Allah ma'al Muhsineen. Allah love Muhsineen. Allah will be with Muhsineen. Allah love Muhsineen. What is Muhsineen? Muhsineen is the one who do all what Allah command them to do, plus extra of the extra. I give you example. You're supposed to pay zakat, X amount of number. You're making a lot of money, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage you to spend certain X amount of number. And now you're doing extra and extra and extra. Every time you hear about good deed, you be a part of it. Now you become Muhsineen. If you become Muhsineen, Allah promise, He is with Muhsineen, He loves Muhsineen. Allah promise in Yawm al-Qiyamah, those who love each other for Allah, sincerely to Allah, they will be saved from all this waiting stage. And they will be waiting under special VIP tent is called the shade of the throne of Allah. In a day is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How special treatment? You think if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you VIP under his shade, what did we mean? What kind of treatment you will have? When everybody scare, you do not scare. When everybody worry, you do not worry. When everybody weeping, you're not weeping. When everybody screaming, you're not screaming. My question to me and you, do you want to be a part of that? Another topic came into my heart. When I was talking to his brother, I love him for Allah, and he finished, I forget, one or two doctorate degree. He have a lot of recognition from the government, a lot of status. He is very young, but he become a professor. He wrote books in his field. He's one from one time country to another celebrity. But I was talking to him today, and his voice choking, weak, worry, fatigue about different things in life, about the status of his family. I saw weakness, fatigue. I said, subhanallah, I'm not against seeking knowledge, but imagine he has two doctorate degree, he's celebrity in his own field, some kind of doctor in a special genetic skin and whatever, something very, very deep. But in the meantime, when I was talking to him, I remember one thing. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah use you to guide one person, better for you than the whole earth and what it contains. If he travel to different country and he stay there and they have a special invitation for him, VIP treatment, a certain contract, try a new book to study and teaching in the lab about new topic. But he didn't doing it for Allah. He's doing it for his own status, for his own what called security in life. But if he go to all this country, he get all this recognition and all this money and all this status and everything. But Allah did not use him to guide one person. Is he a winner or a loser? Think. If he make all the money, he write all the books, he study everything he want, and he become pioneer. But he leaves his life. He did not serve humanity for Sabilillah. He has no ikhlas in his action. He did not invite anybody to Allah. What all this doctorate degree and knowledge will do? Poor human being. Poor human being. And sometimes you think, oh, but I'm doing it to help humanity. Help humanity for whom? For Allah or for your own? Think, reflect. Is this what we're doing to our children? We want them to be famous, secure their life. Imagine, this is what we said. I want to secure their future. Did I think about the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and how long we were waiting? If I wrote all the book, all the doctorate degree, all the status and all the money, this will make me have a status in the front of Allah? Is this will make me jump in the line and get to go ahead? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will enter Jannah first after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Number one, the poor people of the Ummah. Second, al-mutawakkilin. Read the hadith. The one who enters Jannah without no reckoning, without no questioning. When Rasulullah said 70,000 people were enter Jannah without no reckoning and no question. And a man get up, he said, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to make me minhum, to make me among them. He said, you are among them. Is me and you thinking, reflecting, to be among those. What do you think? This is the second topic. Third topic came in my heart. When some people have a family problem, when we want to be jealous of each other, good or bad, and wonder what happened. Again, the same topic. I want to be special. I want to be the best one. I want to be the best one in your life. I want. Is this what we do with Allah? I want Jannat al-Firdaus, I want Jannat al-Adn, I want to be close to you, Allah, I want. What you done? Read the Quran, read the Hadith. Can I want all this status and all this relationship and all love of Allah just because I want it? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, do this, love me, please me, show me, sacrifice for me. By the way, can I ask people, I want their love just because I want it? Think, because the way we deal with Allah, we deal with people. Everything according to me, not according to Allah, not according to people. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in Ramadan. Do you think everyone will leave Ramadan is the same? No. What we sacrifice, how we show Allah we really love Him, how much we done for Him, how much I cut from my own time and money to make sure I pleasing Allah. Can I play game with Allah? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not know how much in my heart about dunya and different topic? What really I want? You remember the famous verse I tell you? وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. To mankind, you will not achieve and get except what you're looking for. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in a beautiful time. We are in a beautiful chance. But ask yourself, what really I want from Allah in Ramadan? Even when people talk to me, make dua for my family, make dua for my daughter, make dua for this, make dua for that. Same. Are we going to Allah to serve us? Or are we going to Allah because we love Allah? We want to please Allah. Similar between each other in a relationship. I want your love. I want, show me your love. I want to do this. I want you to do this. I want. This is very easy. Can I go to a store and tell him I want, but I don't pay for it? Can I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Allah, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. Love me, Allah. Give me the highest level in Jannah. Just like that. Can I do that? Read the amount of verses about love of Allah, about the sign of love of Allah, about the amount of questioning from Allah to us. Do this to please me, show me. Read and contemplate and think. What we aiming for, what we want, still, is me really want a relationship with Allah? Do I really value the relationship? Do I really value it from every aspect? Or am I still stuck? I want Allah to fix my dunya, to do this for me, to do that for me. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, time is short. And very soon, we will be dropped. You know what I was telling the brother? I use a terminology. This terminology in Arabic equal coma. When a person in coma, do you think he aware about who's visiting? He care? He have any feeling? This is what happened when we are in heedlessness. Heedlessness, now I discover it, like a person in coma. He's not here. He doesn't care about cold and hot. Who came, who did not come? Who dropped flower? Imagine, we are in coma, but from something else, from the hereafter, from the journey of the soul, from standing in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from worry about the quality and my name in the front of Allah, what I'm going to meet Allah with, how much I sacrifice and do, is not a talk, is a do. Sacrifice. Show the best of you in Ramadan to Allah. Do the things beloved to Allah. Be among muhsineen, Allah will be with you. Be among muhsineen, Allah will love you. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us under the throne of Allah, the shade of the throne of Allah. In the day is no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah. Don't worry about the line in the supermarket, the line in the airport, the line in the bathroom, the line here and there. But worry about standing in the line. And this line by million and million and billion. And you by me waiting for 50,000 years. Waiting. And you're not sure where you're going. And you see people screaming and going to Jahannam. And people have a glad tiding and going to Jannah. And you do not know which group you will be with. Is this not a topic to think about it? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a choice. And we have a chance. And we have a beautiful opportunity to be for Allah. To be among those muhsineen. To be among the ones who love each other for Allah. To be among mutawakkilin, the one who rely on Allah and trust in Allah. And at this time, we will be, inshaAllah, among the people who will not be waiting in line. And we will enter Jannah without no reckoning, no waiting, no scaring, no worry. The thought is for me, is not for you. Think about it if you like. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.